Yeah, the points are just there to tell you how well you have learned. Mm. Yeah, right?
You fell asleep like you wrote.
That's a way to do poorly on a test. That is true.
Did that ever happen to you?
Not happening to me, no.
I don't think but in the US know. You get test scores, right? You always what? Get like an A+. Do you get scores?
You definitely
like
get a number.
In grade school.
Certainly, you still get a number.
我小时候你有得二十。
Of course, how else would they know if you got an A, B, C, D, or F?
但是你们都是一个 range. 比如说 A plus 可能就是95到100分.
Okay.
你没有一个比如说92.5. 台湾有时候还会给到93.75这种. Yeah.
But it depends on the test and the person and the teacher, but yeah, sure.
But at grade school, do you get
points? I keep saying yeah, and you're not listening.
It's just shocking. I thought you guys get A plus, B minus.
What, are you going to get like a crocodile in math? Oh, good job, little Johnny. You got a goat in history.
So what's a perfect score for?
100.
So all for all subjects?
Yeah.
Okay. So every time you had a test, the perfect score is 100.
It's always percent based, yeah. Because anything else is just senseless.
See, you do percent. What do you mean percent?
Well, Phoebe, you take the total points available on the test.
Uh-huh.
All right. And then you put that in the bottom.
Uh-huh.
And then you take the total points the student got and you put that on top.
Uh-huh.
And then you get a percentage.
We don't do percent. 我们就是100分, 错一题可能扣1分扣2分之类的.
Mommy.
So if you have a test that's got 137 points,
uh-huh.
All right, and you miss 8 points,
uh-huh.
They're going to tell you, oh, congratulations. You got 129 on your test.
The first thing is we won't even make a test that's 130 points.
I saw his math test the other day.
No, they are crazy.
Yeah.
This school is crazy.
They're in Taiwan, though.
Yeah, I know. This is the... They are doing something, you know, edgy something. I don't
Those
know. I see this. I see their test. They were like 122 points. What is this? 我们小时候满分就是100分.
Wow.
But when we get to middle school, high school, different subjects have different perfect score.
You know, maybe it's because they haven't invented numbers over 100 when you were young.
I don't know.
Nobody counted higher than 100. They just got to 100 and stopped.
加跟减已经很难了，你还要我们除。 因为你要算 percent, 你要用除的, you have to do division.
Well, if you have 100 points on every test, your percent would be exactly your points.
对啦, 就是 point 跟 percent 要一样就对了啦. No, I cannot handle division.
And this is why math is important, boys and girls.
妈咪,我老师他就算的时候是像把全班他们的分数加在一起,然后
So they find the average.
Yeah.
That's what that's called, is you find the average.
Average is 平均. But anyway, 9 o'clock, hello everyone.
Hi everybody.
好的,好的. Let's start a story today.
All right. Today, our story of Story Life Bedtime Book is called Alan's Big Scary Teeth by Jarvis. Wow,
no last name, just Jarvis?
I don't know if this is the author's first name, last
name. Maybe it's Harvest. Maybe it's Spanish.
Maybe it's Harvey.
Harvey.
I don't know. I am going to have to do a little bit more research.
我们完全没有做研究，没有做功课。我们看一下。
Who is Alan, Desmond? Who is Alan?
An alligator.
Alan the alligator.
Hmm.
Do you think he has big scary teeth?
Yes, not according to the picture, yes. Yeah.
Let's look at this picture here.
It's bigger than his eyes, so yes.
Those are quite large and scary.
Yeah.
Look at this little frog over here. He's like, oh!
He's more like, ooh!
Okay. Mm. So I need a big, scary page-turning sound. It's going to be...
What?
We're going to have to coordinate on our stick-up across the steps and steps. We're probably going to say, chomp!
Yeah.
Chomp!
Chomp. All right.
Let us begin.
Chomp.
Chomp. Alan's big scary teeth.
Chomp.
Chomp.
I don't think that page is.
That's okay.
Okay.
Alan came from a long line of very scary alligators. He was known throughout the jungle for his scaring. It was what he did best.
Wow. Is he scaring anyone?
I don't know. He's scaring me. Look at that pose. He looks like he's going to jump out of the page and
he's
bite
chilling.
Me. He is. What is this right here? You come from a long line of something. What is that?
Like
you're all lining up? You pai doi?
Not really. Like all your parents and uncles and nieces and all of those.
Nieces?
Nieces.
Nieces are all very scary alligators.
So if you come from a long line of something, it means all of the people before you, all of your ancestors or forebearers. Yes. They all also did that same thing.
You know what?
So Phoebe came from a long line of
eaters.
Okay.
So I came in a long line of what's that word?
Gourmets?
No, what's that? The food
connoisseurs?
Connoisseur. I came in a long line of
connoisseurs.
Connoisseur 就是那个美食家叫 connoisseurs.
Okay.
可以吗？我可以说我是 connoisseur.
That's fine. I can accept.
我们全家都爱吃 ，OK？ 嗯，没有。其实 90% of Taiwanese people 都很爱吃。
That's fine.
Eating is a part of Taiwanese culture.
That was with all the night markets in here, right?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Alan would start each day polishing his scales, sharpening his nails.And brushing each of his big, scary teeth for at least 10 minutes at a time.
Wow. The slug is like a snap, snap toothpaste.
Yeah, the name of his toothpaste is called Snap, Snap Toothpaste.
And the slug is looking at it.
Well,
I'll have a question here in a moment. But. And after practicing his frightening faces in the mirror. Now, I have a question. If he spends 10 minutes brushing each tooth, he can't have that many teeth, right? Because if he's got like 60 teeth,
according to the picture here,
10 hours here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
So
you have to brush for 110 minutes.
That's almost 2 hours, boys and girls.
Oh, it's 1 hour and 50
I'll be
minutes.
So bored. I hate brushing my teeth.
Wait, Daddy, you should just look it up later, like how much,
it's
how
okay.
much teeth.
How many teeth. It's up to the author here. He'd sneak into the jungle for his morning round of scaring.
Welcome.
Alan went.
Snap, snap.
And.
Grr.
He said things like, I'm Big Scary Alan. Fear my razor sharp teeth. He's really...
Razor sharp. What is razor?
Razor. I don't know. Super sharp.
A razor is super sharp, but what is a razor?
A thing that you scratch your... That is a razor.
Used to shave. Yeah, that's
a
razor blade. Yeah, sure, that's
a razor. 刮胡刀叫 razor, 好不好？所以他的牙齿跟刮胡刀一样锋利。
He better be careful and not bite his tongue.
Yeah.
He's gonna lose his tongue.
Wow.
3, 2, 1.
Snap!
He made the frogs sleep off their lily pads. The monkeys tumble from the trees. And the parrots screech in terrible terror. Snap, snap, grrr. What do the monkeys say?
Eek!
Frogs?
Ah!
Parrots?
Squawk!
Mwah, ha, ha. I love being scary.
等一下，你这个音量，他们会不会耳朵？
Bwah ha ha, I love being scary. Come on, that's not scary at all. You have to go for it.
等一下，他们，你知道这些房间里面来听我们讲故事，都是希望一边听故事一边睡着。那用这种声音，他们怎么睡觉？
他们做噩梦啊！
It's good practice for living in Taipei City, I'll tell you.
Okay.
You got to get used to the noise.
Okay.
Bwah ha ha, I love being scary. Said Alan.
Jump!
What's Alan looking at right here?
The Jungle Times.
What do you think that is? It's a jungle newspaper. Yeah, it's a jungle newspaper.
It's a very famous
frog jumps into space.
Wow, a frog jumped to space.
Because of Alan?
I don't know. It could be.
Why is it called the Jungle Times? Is it because...
Like the New York Times.
The New York Times.
It's usually called like the something-something Times.
So, Manhattan
the something-something Post.
Yeah.
After a long day of scaring the jungle animals, Alan would head back home to the swamp. Relax. Finish the crossword in the Jungle Times and... What's a crossword?
It's like Sudoku but with numbers and it's much easier.
No, it's not numbers.
It's
not numbers.
Oh, yeah.
It's crossword is... 中文是什么?查字。 就是那种一格一格,然后一个字母,然后拼字。文字速读。不是文字速读。I don't take their words for translation anymore. 应该叫... Crossword. It will come to me later.
Crossword.
Crossword.
It seems like a crossword in Chinese would be very difficult to make.
应该叫拼字游戏吗? 也不是拼字游戏。
I don't know.
Crossword. 就是你们会在报纸上看到就一格一格, 然后它会有直的横的, 然后它给你陷阱, 它给你提示。
A word for an animal like a horse. So it's like donkey, you know?
我跟你讲, Sandy受不了了。Sandy要帮我们讲。 等一下 Sandy, 你可以直接开麦克风啊,不行吗? 等一下哦。
Yeah.
OK. Sandy, crossword 是什么?
它就叫填字游戏。
Oh, 填字游戏。
Is it just spelling? What is it?
Fill in words game.
Oh, OK.
填字游戏, OK.
Oh.
好, 谢谢。 我想思邦医师应该也是要帮我们回答这个问题,对吧? 好, 思邦医师, 没关系。 我们等一下跟你聊一下,斯邦医师, OK.
And...
Chomp!
Take out his false teeth.
Hmm?
Nobody knew about Alan's false teeth.
假牙吗?
Yeah, 对.
What are false teeth?
假牙。
False就是假, 但是英文的假牙应该有一个proper term.
There is, it's called dentures.
对, dentures.
But if you call them false teeth, everyone will know.
不是, 阿公阿嬷戴的也叫 dentures吗?
Yeah.
就是阿公阿嬷晚上从嘴巴拿出来那个叫 dentures.
Dentures, yes.
I thought dentures are the model, 就是那个做假牙的那个模型叫 dentures. No? You know, at a dentist clinic, mm-hmm. they usually have a model of a...
You like the fake teeth model?
Yeah, and show you what is... Are those called dentures too?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
So it's probably just called like, a dental model or something. I have
okay.
no idea.
So dentures is...
Dentures are fake teeth.
Okay.
Mm. Good night, teeth. Sweet dreams. My scary snappers. Alan would say, as he put them away, carefully in his super secret hiding place.
我不知道中文怎么翻译的，应该就是会闹哄的翻译。可是英文里面它是什么
？Sweet dreams, my scary snappers.
因为他现在没有牙齿了，所以他的发音就没有办法很标准。Dreams, 它变成 dreams.
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 My scary snappers.
Very snapper.
Right now he has a lisp. A lisp.
A lisp 就是嘴巴没有办法合起来。
A lisp.
Yeah. A lisp.
It's when those people, mm-hmm. they can't really pronounce words correctly. Like scissors. They can't really do it.
L-I-S-P, right?
Lisp.
If someone has lisp.
Has a lisp.
If someone has a lisp, do
they...
They
can't pronounce the word lisp if they have a lisp. They'll say lisp. 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 Like their S's will sound kind of like T-H's. It's a lisp.
是我们所谓的大舌头吗?
Probably.
大舌头就是讲话会非常讲不清楚。也是咬人大舌头讲话就会这样。都是这样。就是大舌头，舌头很大。等一下，我们现在没有在开玩笑，我们没有在开玩笑，就是有大舌头了，我们在教大家。就是 lisp，
英文里面就是发音讲不好，就是
have a lisp。
Yes。很鲁莽，就是讲话好像。 讲不清楚,好像里面有卤蛋一样,就不是讲话含卤蛋,这样。
You sound like you're from Beijing.
讲话含卤蛋就是含糊啊。OK, 赶快,
3, 2, 1,
snap!
It's Chomp!
All the same!
One morning, Barry the Beaver was up early collecting wood and came across a dozing Alan. Terrified that Alan might wake up and gobble him whole, he quickly dived behind a bush. Snort, snort. That's Alan snoring.
来，我们这里先停一下，我要补充一下。 The other day when we were at our Halloween event, one parent asked me, why is our ghost called Gordon? I said, in English, if you want to name something, you name it with the same beginning letter. So Alan, the alligator. Alan the alligator, 就是 A 跟 A. 然后你看一下他这只beaver叫什么名字?
Barry
the beaver.
And what are they going to name the monkey?
Mark the monkey?
Steve, obviously.
然后我就跟这个家长解释说，英文如果你要取名字， 就是你，比如说你是monkey， 你用M开头， 就是比较感觉比较有culture， 对不对？ 就是在
like superstars, not amazing stars, you know?
Yeah, superstar 听起来就是比较顺口， 因为它，
Do you know why that is, Phoebe?
Alliteration!
Or it's just more fun to say.
Give everyone an alliteration example.
Sally sold seashells by the seashore.
Oh, 这是绕口令啦。
Yeah.
但是它就是都是S开头。 那如果一个句子或是一段话，前面的第一个字母都是同一个字母的话，念起来就会很顺，会有那个语韵的感觉。那英文叫做 alliteration。 我觉得我们讲过 alliteration。
Possibly。
大家去追我们以前的 podcast，
okay.
我们已经讲过 alliteration 了。
This is circular reviewing, Phoebe.
Yeah, okay.
Ahem. Phew! That was close, thought Barry. Just as a set of false teeth fell out of a bush with a very familiar snap, snap.
What?
What's here hidden in the bush, boys?
Alan's false teeth.
Alan's false teeth. Uh-oh. What do you think Barry's going to do? Is he going to put him in?
Scream.
And scare Alan?
Yeah.
Scare the pants off of Alan? Three, two, one.
Jump, jump,
snap.
When Alan awoke, his teeth were gone. My teeth!
Daddy!
My teeth! Where are my teeth?
Daddy,
my teeth! My teeth! Where are my teeth? What could he do?
你听着像阿公诶。It's because
I don't have any teeth. Maybe no one would notice. Could he still be scary without them? He decided to head into the jungle as usual. He made the frogs leap off their lily pads, the monkeys tumble from the trees, and the parrots screech.
Chomp!
With laughter!
Laughter就是笑声的意思，所以大家都笑的。
Alan just wasn't very scary without his teeth. Snip! Snap! Goo! Who's laughing at him?
All of them.
Mark the monkey, Fred the frog.
No, it's of course.
And what about the parrot down here?
Patrick the parrot.
That's why you often see a parrot's name like Polly. Polly the parrot.
Okay. 那这个snail会叫什么名字?
Snaily the
Steve? I was trying to think of something SN, but I couldn't. The only thing I could come up with was Snape.
Snape
the snail.
The snail.
That's why his name is Severus Snape. Because all the S's. Severus
Snape. Snape 就是哈利波特里面的史内普教授，叫Snape.
Very deep.
3, 2, 1.
Chomp!
Yay, they got it right. Alan slunk back to the swamp.
Look at him. He's like,
oh man, I just lost so bad.
Slunk back. 就是你走路就是, dun, dun,
He had never been more embarrassed.
Embarrassed is a good word to learn. Embarrassed 就是不好事，我觉得有人讲过。可是哈，可是我们很多人不会讲。
Embarrassed?
Yeah. Embarrassed? 就小朋友很害羞，不敢打招呼啊，也是可以用 embarrassed, right?
That's more shy.
shy.
Yeah.
Embarrassed 就是你在全班面前裤子掉下来，你就会说 embarrassed, 你不会说 shy.
No, if that ever happens to you, here's my advice for everybody. If that ever happens to you, you just yell, look at my new underwear! And then pull your pants back up. And then you're done, okay? Because then everybody's always going to remember the funny joke you made, and they're not going to remember your pants falling
等一下
down.
这个 life tips 太有用了，所以我要用中文翻译一次。Okay. 如果 David 老师的建议是说 ,David 的建议是说，如果有一天你真的不小心你的裤子或是裙子在全班面前掉下来的话，你就马上接口说，请大家看我的新内裤。然后全班就会觉得很好笑，就再也不会有人记得你的裤子不小心掉下来。
But I have a question.
He came from a long line of very scary alligators. Scaring was all he had ever known. What would Alan do now?
Chomp.
Poor Alan began to cry. Just a bit at first. But then the tears kept coming. He howled and yowled more than all the jungle babies put together.
Hey, 你们把小孩吵醒了。
It's fine. It's revenge for all their parents, okay? And he could not stop crying. Until
Chomp.
The next morning, when all the animals turned up at Alan's swamp with his big, scary teeth.
We'll give you back your teeth, said Frog.
Wee wee,
said Alan.
Wee wee, 他在讲什么？他在讲什么
？Really?
Really?
Yeah.
On one condition.
Oh, they all sound the same. It's okay.
On one condition, said Parrot. You have to stop scaring us.
But what will I do? I don't know how to do anything else.
Wait, he should say that with no teeth, shouldn't
he? Yeah.
But what will I do? I don't know how to do anything else.
We have an idea,
said Frog.So all of these animals are, they're going to give him back his teeth, but there have to be some rules for him to get the teeth back.
What's the rule?
I don't know.
Chomp!
And so every day after polishing his scales, sharpening his nails, and brushing his big scary teeth, Alan headed into the jungle and became Alan the Gardener.
Snap, snap.
Alan the hairdresser.
Snappy cuts.
And Alan the dentist.
Ouch.
Oh, wow, he's really just really going after that frog. He's got the toothbrush just really going in that frog's mouth.
I think he really knows how to brush his teeth because he brushes his teeth for 1 hour and 50 minutes every day.
Well, that's actually too much. If you brush your teeth too much, it's bad for your teeth.
You break down your cartilage.
Your enamel, but you're right. The enamel is that hard spot on the outside of your teeth.
珐琅质最外面的。
But why?
Because you just keep rubbing on it, rubbing on it.
Question! Do frogs have teeth?
I don't believe so. I think they just have like that... it's like, have you ever stuck your finger in a fish's mouth?
Yeah, it's just a 硬硬的。
I think it's kind of the same thing. Yeah.
所以他们是假动作啊。Frog 有没有 teeth?
Well, you know, honestly, whoever invented the toothbrush really should have called it the mouth brush. Because everybody always just believes you're supposed to brush your teeth. But you should also brush, like, you know,
the gums.
Parts of your mouth and your gums and, like, your tongue and everything.
Yeah.
They should have called it the mouth brush. They really missed out on that.
所以不能叫牙刷，对不对？
Well, it's not that you can't. It's just, it's a better name would be a mouth brush.
其实也是要刷牙龈啊，或舌头啊，这些的。And I heard it's more important to brush the gums because that's where...
All the gunk gets.
Yep.
Yeah.
brushing your gums is more important mm. because without your gums there, your teeth just fall straight out.
So, 大家刷牙有刷牙龈吗? 很重要。Chum!
But every night, he became Alan, the big, scary storyteller, thrilling the jungle animals with his terrifying tales. Mwah! Ah! Ah! I love being scary, said Alan. Look at all of these jungle animals over here.
Yeah. Ah! So scary!
Listening to his ghost stories.
你看这个 monkey 躲在树后面。
And look, this beaver's cheering.
Yeah. Mm. And this parrot, his mouth is like completely open.
He's like that wrench thing that you can
yeah, he's like open. A crescent wrench.
Chomp.
Chomp. And sometimes,
he even let Barry borrow his teeth.
哇,所以这个假牙,好恶心。 Barry也可以用, Alan也可以用。
Barry must have a really large mouth.
Yeah,
the end.
End.
Alright.
好的,今天是一个特别的日子, 因为已经9点26分,所以我要快快说。 你看一下是不是Harvey, 因为Javier。
Okay, here we go. Jarvis is an artist who has previously worked as a record sleeve designer and animation director. He's dedicating this book to his granny, and this is his first book, and he lives in Manchester, England. So if he lives in England, I'm just gonna guess.
这不是
It's a Jarvis, it's not Harvest.
Okay, it's Jarvis. Well, anyway.
Jarvis.
因为他是英国人嘛，因为法如果是西班牙文，应该 J 就要变成 Hard， 对不对
？That's right.
Harvey. But anyway， 今天呢是很特别的一天，怎么特别呢？因为呢，自从6月1号开始，我们跟那个杨医师、四棒医师开始英台联播，今天是我们联播的最后一本书。我刚刚特地去算一下，我们呢讲了。 一起讲了23本书，今天是第23本。对，然后呢，我一直在算，我们有讲6个月了吗？
It's been a while, yeah. Because
应该一开始 probably the beginning we don't say we
well if it's one a week.
Mm-hmm.
And there are 23, maybe 24 books. That's
23 books.
23 weeks, 24 weeks is six months. So yeah.
So
it's been quite a while.
所以我们从6月，所以现在11月差不多嘛
yeah.
，right? So anyway， 今天呢是我们最后一本跟四棒医师会，我们先用英文说，然后9点50，他今天应该是9点40会开始讲，然后呢用台语讲。那 I think it has been a pleasant journey.
It has been. Yeah. Been wonderful discussion in the middle there. Sure.
Yeah. 然后四棒医师呢，过去这半年来总是会给我们很多。 因为我们都是 English speakers， 然后我们也读很多英文绘本，那我们周遭很多英文的老师，所以我们每次看的观点都是我们这个行业的英文老师的跟小朋友一起的观点。那四棒医师一直都会给我们 some interesting point of view.
Certainly.
Yeah， 就是之前没有想过的。那we enjoy telling stories， 所以呢之后。 大家是会跟我说，哦，今天是会觉得说我要讲说没有了，没有哦，因为呢，我们上个礼拜开了一个家庭会议，然后我们就问旁边这两个小的，然后他觉得这个 Wednesday night 讲故事也是一个很有趣的事情。So we decided we'll keep telling the story every Wednesday night, right?
Yep. And now, the stories aren't quite so set anymore. So if you have any story requests, go ahead and throw them out and we'll see if we got them in the library and we'll put them up in the queue.
Yeah.
Or if you have any story ideas, let us know.
Yeah. 那之后呢，我们选书就会比较自由了。也不是，其实之前过去这六个月这23本书，说真的，我们选的书就是都很好书。如果你们有在找英文的书单，就去找我们的 podcast， 就是只要我们有讲的书都是值得买的，没有悬念，好不好？那之后呢，我们就可以大家比如说希望我们可以讲什么故事啊，反正我们讲完之后，我们就都会上到 podcast 上面去。 好，那呢？四棒医师呢？手已经举很久了，我觉得他手应该很酸的。所以，Hello， 杨医师，晚安。哎
，He must have fallen asleep. Do I have to get Alan's big scary voice out here again?
Hi.
Hi.
我等一下四十分开始啊，我会尝试一下用，我想要一个特别一点的方式 ending。
Okay.
那如果 Phoebe 有问题要问的话，可以把握机会先举手，等会先泄题给各位可以举手。
好，
因为我觉得我今天的角色是念故事比较其次啦、
嗯，
那就跟一些读友交流，我觉得应该这个 priority 要放前面。
好，
如果说读友交流把这个时间占掉了，那也没有关系、
嗯，
我是这样。
Okay.
欸、我有记得跟你约要去。跟你们家拜访，我还记得。
没关系，我们私下再约。OK，
好，
好，谢谢思邦医师。那过去这23本书啊，真的很谢谢你跟我们一起。我都觉得用英文都很难讲，你还可以用台语讲。然后每次我听，我都觉得很了不起。Yeah，
对，这个对我的 challenge 是过去我没有那么勤奋的读绘本，总以为自己长大了就不应该再去看绘本嘛。
嗯。
那我认为绘本其实是非常好的跟小朋友或是说青少年去拉近距离的一个方式，
这是真的。
像有一个简志忠先生，就是原神的老板，他有在做一个孩子的秘密基地，
是
全台湾好像有70-80个据点，那那种那边的小朋友是家庭比较弱势，也许是隔代教养或是种种状况，那在那些秘密基地里面啊，就有老师带领他们读绘本，也是其中一个很重要的课题。有时候我觉得一个绘本啊，我们比较少接触绘本人会以为说就是一些连环图案而已，可是呢，如果一个会带领的老师，他就会让小朋友去从中学到这个世界上还是有希望的。
嗯，
那当他处于一个他的生长环境很不好的情况下，一个怀抱希望的对人世间对人怀抱希望的小朋友、
嗯、
我认为他就比较有勇气活下去。
对，这是
我看到那个绘本的价值在这里。
是，其实齁，这里有一个故事跟大家分享一下。很久很久以前啊，有一个家长来跟我讲说他的小孩程度不错，然后呢应该要读什么书，然后我就带他去我们的绘本柜，我说这些绘本都很适合啊。他说老师，我们、哦、已经两年念英文念两年三年了，这个绘本、哦、已经就是太简单了，我们要念那种、哦、小说的或是那种章节的。我说 no 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 no， 你不要太小看绘本。很多绘本他其实虽然感大家都觉得绘本是给孩子读的，可是很多绘本其实他讨论了非常非常多的东西，那其实是非常可以，他可以讨论不是只有小孩子知道的东西。那我这里讲这个事情啊，其实在那个珍珍老师面前我是有点不好意思，因为珍珍老师这方面的专家。那如果大家呢想要知道用绘本可以聊人生，大人我觉得青少年都很适合，有你想要讨论什么样的话题，一定就有一个相可以用的绘本来讲。那大家可以去追踪那个珍珍老师的粉丝页，叫珍爱绘本，但是老师的珍呢是士字旁。那珍珍老师真的是这方面的专家，大家可以去看看啊，他有什么样的研习啊，那他真的这是对这个涉猎很多。那我们其实我跟 Derry 呢大部分就是跟读给小孩听啦，所以我们喜欢的绘本呢就是小朋友会喜欢的
funny ones，
然后下个
crazy ones。
对，所以下个礼拜开始呢，因为呢我给我们家这两个选书的给他们选书的权利，所以呢我会让他们选。那他们两个选的书呢可能就是都会比较 goofy 一点，就是可能比较少讲到什么大道理，可是应该就是都会很好笑很有趣，因为我们看的绘本很多，所以我们选出来的应该都会 pretty fun， right？
We have a good selection、yeah. to pick from。
或者是说某一天如果我们会看时节来选书啊，感恩节啊，圣诞节，我们就可以照着时令来选书也很好。或者是说今天比如说下礼拜就是要让大家哭的，我就选一本会让大家哭的书。
I think we already read all of those。
会让大家哭的书吗？哦、oh. oh, ，没有没有没有没有，我们来选一本让 Derry 念到会哭的，好不好
？I already read those for Jane， so
对。
saw Daddy cry before.
Oh, 对你爸没血没泪，对不对？Joking。好啦，那今天就先到这样子了。我们呢，以后虽然礼拜三是我跟 David 最忙的时候，我们12点上班到8点，然后回家洗个战斗澡，9点再继续讲故事给大家听。但是呢，我们觉得就算有只有一个或两个，我们其实前面第一排就是都很忠实的观众。如果你们愿意来听，我们就会继续说。Lots of rap for tonight. Night night, everybody.
Night night. Don't let the alligators bite.
Chomp, chomp, chomp. Snap, snap.
A snap. A chomp, snap.
A snap.